With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Corgill, and today I'm joined with Jesse Zito, Director of Programs at the Orlando Science Center. Thanks for joining me today.
Fantastic. How long have you been with the Science Center?
Well, I've been with the Science Center right now for about 5 years. I've worked there for 5 years, but I worked there previously for about 10 years and just took some time in between to do some teaching at a school in South Florida and work at another museum.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good. Yeah, me and Janine, we've known each other for years, and when she mentioned the Stellar Wine thing that you guys have going on, I was like, yeah, I'm on board. Like,
yeah.
Catch me in. She's pretty awesome. So let's go ahead and get started. Jesse, tell us a little bit about the Orlando Science Center.
Yeah, the Orlando Science Center is an amazing community resource for the Orlando area. We are a hands-on science museum. Our job is to get the community really excited about science. Our goal is to inspire science learning for life, and we do that through educational classes, really fun changing exhibits, live shows, movies, all kinds of really exciting events and stuff.
Okay. Do you have any specific programs that you do for kids normally during the summer? I know we're in COVID and quarantine right now, but what kind of programs do you offer for children?
Well, you know, normally during the summer, we have an amazing summer camp. It's accredited through the American Camp Association and has classes for kids entering kindergarten. We have preschool classes all the way up to ninth grade. Those are amazing classes. I think we're in the process right now of really figuring out what we can offer safely. We will have camp experiences this summer. They'll be a little bit different than in previous summers, but they are week-long experiences where these kids get a deep dive into a topic, and it's just, you know, every day is something to build and experiment with and learn with, and they have so much fun.
What is you mentioned that you worked for the Orlando Science Center for quite some time. What is your favorite part of it?
I think without a doubt my favorite part is working with kids in the museum. I love interacting with our guests. For the most part now, my job is working with a team that interacts with guests out on the floor. But when I get a chance to go out, show off some kind of fossil out on the floor, do some kind of experiment, build a circuit with, you know, 10 different people, that is by far, you know, it's just so much fun. It's so rewarding. And it is the best thing in the world to see a child really understand something for the first time and get so excited about it and want to continue learning. That's my favorite thing.
Nice. Now, during the quarantine, I know a lot of people have not been going to work. Have you been still going?
No. Well, we have most of our staff members are working from home right now.
Okay.
I do go in occasionally. We have a team that is working in the museum because we have, you know, animals that we care for daily, and they're taking great care of those animals. So I'm going in to, you know, bring in some supplies, bring in food that's needed, crickets, things like that. It's a very fun way to get out of the house for a few minutes to be able to drop stuff off. But right now, most of our staff members are working at home, and they're figuring out a way for us to really engage the Orlando community with exciting science activities at home instead of inside the museum.
So when you talk to somebody for the first time that doesn't really know specifically about the Orlando Science Center, and you know, you say the words and you think exactly science, chemistry, things like that, what do you guys have at the Science Center that really kind of blows people away that they didn't really know was there?
Well, when people are new to the Science Center, the thing that I like to explain to them is that they're walking into a textbook, right? So there's a textbook that you would get at school. It's going to have the interesting information that you need, but it can be a bit bland at times. You're going through this information. It's important to know. But when you walk into the Science Center, you're inside of these places. You're standing in a room filled with dinosaur fossils, and you're standing in a laboratory with the safety equipment and the chemicals and everything that you would need to really experiment. So I like to explain to people that when you come to the Science Center, we are going to bring the science to life. If I was going to pick a thing that really blew people's minds, I would say some of our bigger live shows. We have a large theater where we do large-scale live performances. So one of our shows is called Kaboom. We talk about the states of matter, and then we basically just blow stuff up and set things on fire for about 25 minutes, and it is a good time for sure.
Is that a show that's done regularly?
Yeah, for the most part, we run that during the summer. We also run it for school groups that are coming on field trips for a portion of the year. It's a great introduction to physical and chemical changes in the states of matter. So we try to offer it, throughout the year.
Okay. Since you guys have been closed for quite some time because we're all under quarantine, are there any specific activities or things that you have online for either members or non-members?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we've really shifted our focus in the last few weeks, and we know that it can be very difficult for guardians at home with, their kids home, finding stuff for them to do. So many of these guardians are having to work from home at the exact same time. So what we've done is we've pooled a lot of our resources on a webpage. So if you visit osc.org, you would see an OSC at home section. And there's going to be a whole series of things that have been developed by Orlando Science Center for you to run with your kids at home, for you to just do on your own if you're looking to kill some time. We also have a program called the Science Showcase. So if you do go to OSC at home and you use the really amazing resources that are on there, we want to see you take pictures, explain what you're doing, and we want you to show off. We want you to show us what you have so that we can show the community, what amazing scientists we have out there.
That's amazing. So because you're mentioning opening up maybe possibly soon or looking into it, tell people about your membership prices or your daily costs.
Oh, yeah. So we have a whole series of different membership levels. The most popular is the family membership, and that would be for the adults and the kids in a household. But there are also membership levels for college students. There's just for a couple, that might not have children with them to take. But an individual membership is $125. That'd be good for the whole year. And then there would be discounts on some things at the Science Center. Also, the most popular is the family membership. That's $165. And that's for the households. With a family membership, you really can come to the Science Center every single month without a doubt and have a totally new experience. So it's a great deal.
Nice. Are there any specific discounts for students or seniors?
Well, we have a college membership. That's $65. There are discounts. I don't know all of the prices off the top of my head right now, but you can definitely visit osc.org for the average ticket prices. But there will be discounts on there. For, different circumstances for sure. We also have really accessible membership programs. We have a Science for All membership, which is much less expensive, would still include almost all of the, the great benefits of a family membership. It's just more accessible to the community, so I would encourage people to check that out also.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I know you guys often have either monthly or a few times a year, some really special events, like, for example, Science Night Live. But you have something really awesome coming up. Tell us about Stellar Wine.
Yeah, the Stellar Wine Cellar program is a really exciting idea. So we know, you know, we have an event that's every year that is Science of Wine. And for now, Science of Wine is going to be postponed because, I mean, it's, you know, a clearly not safe to gather in large groups like that. And we were just thinking, how could people enjoy this at home? And so what we've been able to come up with is basically a build-your-own party package. So how it works is if you are able to donate to the Orlando Science Center, it's a $125 donation. We'll send you, we'll mail you a bottle of wine. You can choose red or white. We'll send you some commemorative wine glasses and then access to a bunch of really fun stuff so that you can run a party. So there'll be information and videos about stargazing. It'll be able to walk through even the most amateur of astronomers through, you know, what's in the sky, where to look, some tips for making that a really fun event. There's also going to be access to videos that are about wine tasting, wine pairing, cooking with wine, from our partners that are helping us with the program. There's going to be discounts to local restaurants and organizations from some of our amazing community partners. And then there's also going to be access to trivia that we have created. So there'll be four rounds of trivia. They are really fun. I've gone through the questions a couple of times. We've had a couple of people
test them out.
Yeah, I can't play. I'm out now. But it is a good time for sure. There's four rounds. There's tiebreakers. And we try to make it as flexible as possible because we know there are some people who may be able to have small groups at their house. There are some people that are going to need to set this up online as a video chat type program. There are some people that are just going to want to donate to the Science Center and have a wonderful bottle of wine on the weekend. So it's really flexible and you can tailor it to your needs.
So is there a specific date for this? Does everybody have to do this at once or is it at their own leisure?
So it's at your own leisure. So we're shooting for National Wine Day, which is May 25th. You know, people may not want to celebrate on National Wine Day. I mean, you know, people can make wine day any day. So they can just kind of plan it out when they would like to.
I'm like, who would not want to celebrate on that day? But wait a second, we could do it every single day during quarantine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us how and when we can participate. When can we start purchasing?
Yeah, so it's open and available now. You would just go to osd.org. You'll see our Stellar Wine Cellar event listed there. There's a fun little video that'll kind of walk you through what the package includes. There's some details, and then you can sign up right there. And then we'll have anticipating the, you know, at least the first 200 people that sign up would have their kit before National Wine Day for sure. So, you know, you don't want to hesitate if you do want to celebrate for National Wine Day. I would do it as soon as you can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was going to be my next question. How long do you think it would take for things to ship out, and what would be, like, the latest date if they did want to participate on that specific day?
Yeah, it shouldn't take very long. So it should just I don't know exactly what the timeline is going to be for them getting out, but I know that if they are ordered soon, we will definitely have them to people for National Wine Day on the 25th.
Now, will everybody be getting the same wine or a different wine, and who would the product be what brands do you know?
Well, we have a variety of wineries and distributors that are helping us. I do know that you can select between white and red, so you can narrow it down a bit. I don't know the actual brands of wine. Wine is not really my area of expertise, but I have been told that it is going to be amazing. So it will be good wine for sure.
I love wine. I love craft beer. And if you guys decide to do this with craft beer, I'd be down for it as well. So I
yeah,
think
you know,
is leaning that way too.
That's one of the most exciting things about this idea, I think, is that, you know, we're always so focused on making sure people can get into the building and experience the things in the building. But this is a wonderful opportunity to engage people at home. And so we may, you know, if we find that this is successful, I think we're really going to explore ideas, you know, to continue something like this, to engage people, you know, at their home on their own time.
Definitely. Now, is the trivia that you mentioned, is that that's like just for fun? Obviously, it's no winning prizes or anything like that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we wanted to leave it open for the host because we know some people are just going to want to sit on the couch and kind of do trivia together. But we mm-hmm. do know that there are quite a few people who would like to host, you know, a real party. So prizes, there will be some things in the kit that you could use as prizes, those discounts to local organizations and restaurants. You could just make it bragging rights. We're also just kind of encouraging people to just make it as goofy as possible. So, you know, take pictures and share on social media. And, you know, just if someone wins the contest, you can have everyone bow down to them or whatever weird, crazy, goofy thing you want.
That's fun. For people that do want to participate on social media, which a lot of people do, tell us the outlets what you guys have.
Yeah, I would say we definitely join us on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram has been wonderful. We've been able to share, you know, some of the things going on in the museum, taking care of the animals, some of the exciting opportunities that are coming up. It also will at times let you know when there's new stuff on the OSC at home page. So I would check that weekly. If you're looking for new activities with your kids, I would check all of those social media sites. Instagram has been a great one, and I would love to see people sharing their pictures with us through that science showcase program that we have, and I'm sure that we would be sharing some of those pictures on our social media pages once, you know, we start getting a good amount of them in. So we'd love to see you on social media, but also send us what you have so that we can share your experiences on social media.
Awesome. What is your actual website where people can go and participate on right now if they'd like to go?
You want to visit osc.org.
Now, are you also updating the website to let people know when you guys plan to be reopening, whether it be a soft opening or things like that?
Yes, there's going to be updates happening on the website regularly, and as soon as we have more information about opening or changes or anything like that, we'll definitely update that website for everyone.
Okay. Now, if some people are just kind of maybe not into wine but definitely want to help out the Science Center, can you tell us where those donations go?
Yeah, I mean, those donations are going to go directly to the mission of the Science Center. Our mission is to inspire science learning for life, and we're going to use those donation dollars to create programming for adults and kids, families in the community. We're going to use those donation dollars to care for our animals, to care for our exhibits, to create new and exciting opportunities so that when we open and it is safe to visit, we can still have an amazingly fun time with everyone. Those dollars will go directly to the mission of the Science Center, which is to get the community inspired and excited about science.
Definitely. Now, what age would you say is the earliest that people can or should bring their kids? Would you say even infants? Would you say it would be still appropriate for infants?
Yeah, well, we have programming and opportunities for all ages. So we have a very large exhibit called Kids Town, which has toddler-specific areas in it, which would they exclude some of the older kids so that it's a nice safe space for them to be in. So, you know, we're focused on offering programming for all ages. We have programming for the youngest kids. We have programming for just adults like the Stellar Wine Cellar or Science Night Live, things like that. But really, you know, our core audience tends to be that elementary school audience, that group that is really starting to get engaged with science, and they have the biggest opportunity to make that passion catch fire and have that become, you know, their future.
Definitely. For people who are not familiar with where you guys are located, can you tell us your address?
Yeah, we're located at 777 East Princeton Street. It is a little north of downtown Orlando, near the Orlando Museum of Art, the Shakespeare Theater, and the Minello Museum.
And what are your normal operating hours?
We're normally open 10 a.m. To 5 p.m. There are times where we have some extended hours, so it can change a little bit, but generally it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, perfect. I cannot wait to go back to the Orlando Science Center, and I'll have to come by and say hi to you and everybody over there.
I'll tell you, it is really nice to talk to somebody, just have a fun new conversation with someone. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.